The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Adjusting her microphone so that all may hear, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Thank you for that observation.
I'm good at seeing things.
You know, Professor Venugopal has joined us, and you will introduce him shortly, but we were having a conversation just a moment ago, and is there such a thing as liquid cinnamon?
There's probably oil of cinnamon.
The problem is this. Yeah, there's oil of cinnamon. When you let the chemists, they find some solvent that would dissolve something like powdered cinnamon. And then it contains something like methylene chloride in it.
Okay. Like oil of cloves and oil of ginger.
See, we have these very highbrow conversations here on Ask the Professor.
Yes, we do.
We don't know the answers to most of the questions.
However, they are very unrehearsed.
Anyway, I'm happy to be here at the end of the term.
Yes.
And
Dear God, save us all.
Have you had a glorious dead week?
Yeah, okay.
If you say so.
You can move on to the next panelist.
Hey,
he has had a glorious dead week.
I've had a wonderful dead week, yes. My third wonderful dead week in a row. No, my sixth, actually.
Oh, and those, of course, are the dulcet tones of Professor Stephen Manning.
Dulcet.
Department
I was
of Retirement.
Doing a piece of business that I won't bore you with, and the guy was filling out a form. He was on the phone. Or he sent me a text. He was doing these forms for me, and he sent me a text saying,
"You said you weren't going to bore us with it."
What was your?
I know.
What was your? Can you go check on the coffee? What was your retirement date? I said, "Well, I don't know. A while ago." Do you know you're actually retired?
Yes, I do.
I had to look up my VESIP agreement.
Oh,
the actual, August 15, 2020.
So we are bored.
Nice. Professor Jim Tubbs is also here, and I just love the fact that off the top of your head, we're like, I remember my date of retirement. That's so great.
It was 1 year before his.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's pretty easy to remember.
So, Stephen, next time you forget,
just ask me. Call
Jim.
And
yeah.
Add a year.
All this changing one digit, it's easy.
Oh, my gosh. How's it going, Jim?
It is going well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Well. Yes, we were just commenting on the uncertainties of weather here. You just can't plan on anything. I mean, last weekend it was 84 on Saturday, 73 on Sunday, and snowing on Monday. So,
spring is a petulant teenager.
Spring in Michigan, yes.
Full of acne. Yes.
Continuing around the table, I'd like to introduce Professor Prasad Venugopal, after his recent promotion. Congratulations,
Prasad. Yes. Thank you. Technically, though, only on August 16th.
That's correct.
Yes, that's right. Yes. In our hearts, you're Professor already full.
I'm full of it, that's for sure.
Yes. He's full of it, all right.
Quite full.
He's full of something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great to be back.
Yes, it's good to have you here. I love how we catch you right as we're coming over, and you're like, what the hell? Prasad, something's on the
All
boil.
All of our guests say the same thing. Yes. Oh, what the hell?
I'm a full professor. I can do whatever I want now.
Oh, my gosh.
At the end of Dead Week.
Professor Mara Livesey is here. How was your Dead Week? Well, it's not technically over yet, I guess, but,
It was actually not so bad.
Okay.
I've done a significant portion of grading, which means that I have less to do next week.
Nice.
Except that's not true, because I still have to do my annual report, my dossier, which seems like double the amount of work, but the same thing.
That's a lot of work.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I forgot about our annual report date.
Oh, great. Yeah. I think the president of the union should probably get that in on time.
I saw Pam's email about that, and I thought, ooh, that's so nice not to be filling out.
Oh, my gosh. And last but most certainly not least, the Purple Machine himself, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Barney.
Yes.
Yeah, Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Yeah,
Mr. Canada, Mr. Hawkey.
Hey, I'm not wearing my red and white yet.
Not yet.
Give me time.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, and if you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you can also win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu, find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, I'm hoping that we can have fun and that you all don't groan when I bring up this list of questions, which may or may not have been supplied by some members of the Mayo family. It's not Simpsons, don't worry.
The Mayo family.
Yes, the Mayo family. Okay. Gearing up, because I had a adult moment the other day, realizing that one of the most iconic video games of all time, Super Mario Brothers, turns 40 next year. And that's a pretty big deal. And of course, we have the movie out right now, which is setting the world on fire. So these are some softball, you know, Mario questions. I think that, you know, we got to, you know, cater to the listenership. So let's start with some low-level stuff, like, what is the name of Mario's little brother?
Luigi.
Luigi is his name.
Oh, they're brothers?
Yeah.
They only look alike.
I never knew that was a part of the plot.
The name of the game is Super Mario Brothers. So.
That is true. I should have made that connection.
That would work, yeah.
You thought they were cousins?
I feel bad now.
Just relatives.
No, they're just clones.
Maybe we thought it was like the Marx Brothers, the Smothers Brothers, and just now became a trademark.
All of those people are also
brothers.
Are like the Pep Boys.
As we tell our students, there are no stupid questions.
No, there are no stupid questions.
Just stupid answers.
We could find one if there were.
Stupid answers if you listen to the show.
Yeah, plenty of stupid answers.
Wow.
The Mayo boys claim, it is also actually true, that before the Super Mario Brothers video game, there was a video game called Mario Brothers, where Mario and Luigi are established to have what profession?
They're plumbers.
Plumbers. I did remember that one.
Okay, this is pretty good.
Guess that's why they
so
go
far. So far, so good. Right.
Let's we've
find
got
out
momentum.
How far we go so before good. I can't. Yes. I don't know anything.
Yeah. In the video game classic from 1984, 1985, Super Mario Brothers, where do Mario and Luigi battle to save the princess? Very stereotypical.
Castle?
It's the kingdom castle of...
It's a kingdom of something.
Kingdom of something.
It's a kingdom of a very obvious fungus.
Oh, mushrooms.
The mushroom kingdom. Yes, mushrooms. That's where they are. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was a name to it. That's
I think I'm going to leave while I'm on top. I got 2.5 right.
Doing pretty good.
Mic drop.
The Koopas that populate the army fighting Mario and Luigi in Super Mario Brothers are what kind of common animal?
Turtles.
They are turtles, yes. Turtles fighting plumbers.
I think I'm going to go get the coffee.
It's okay.
We have a video king in our midst.
Things are turning over here. Things are turning over here. The Mushroom Kingdom denizens, so the people who actually live in the Mushroom Kingdom, they look like mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even though we don't know the answers to the questions, we know what denizens actually means. That's the only thing we
That's
know.
The only thing in that sentence we know.
Yeah, we know.
Don't insult our intelligence.
The denizens
That's easy to do.
Are rescued by Mario and Luigi in the video game. They're actually known as something else. This would be an animal that you might find in the garden. It can hop, but it doesn't go very far.
A toad.
They're called toads.
Oh, yeah, toad.
There you go.
Complete guess. Oh, that's a better guess than whistle pig.
Well, it wasn't a wallaby. So.
That's right. Now, for the Detroit Mercy Connection, who voices the character Toad in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Harrison Ford.
No.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Yes.
Now, that was a good answer.
I got one right.
Yes.
And a good one, too.
That's great.
Thank you.
The princess of the Mushroom Kingdom is known by two primary names. Do you know what they are? One is named after a fruit that's often found in Georgia.
Plum.
Peach.
Sometimes she's called Peach. Sometimes she's called Princess Toadstool. So it's
dear.
You know, she's part of the Mushroom Kingdom.
What a title.
Now, this is like a whole narrative that I am completely unaware of.
You got a universe build. Mario's first ever video game appearance was actually rescuing a woman named Pauline. From what large barrel-throwing character?
Donkey Kong,
yes, who is also in the movie, voiced by Seth Rogen. Oh. What two video game franchises feature Mario and all his friends, either doing battle on the road or punching the snot out of each other?
Oh, was that the Rally?
Super Smash Brothers?
Super Smash Brothers is the battling one. Very good.
Wasn't there a Rally one? Rally Cars or something?
Mario Kart.
Okay.
These are movies?
No, these are games. You can play.
Other games.
I thought you said there was something in your question about movies.
What two video game franchises feature Mario and his friends? Yes. Okay. Doing battle on the road. That would be
I fell
Mario
asleep
Kart.
A couple of minutes ago.
But that's what happens when you attain full professorship.
Excessive napping.
Here's, this is just about the most esoteric thing on the menu here today. Since Super Mario Brothers, since the release of the video game, 1984-85, earning an extra life in a video game has been referred to as what? Because that's the way they refer to it in that game. The
powering
game
up?
No, not powering up.
Free close. Mario-ing?
Free Mario-ing. That's a good guess. It's a good guess.
Powering down.
Got lots of coverage here.
Tenure.
Decaffeinating.
Earning an extra life.
Yeah, methylene chloride. It's called a one-up is what it's referred to.
One-up.
So that one's going to have to be an X, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's the word where when you lose all your lives?
What is it called?
It's called death.
Death.
Just death? I thought they had another word for that.
Dead week, dead hour. It's like
dead Mario. Dead
you're
Mario.
Just dead.
Dead yeah. Luigi.
Exactly.
The dead eyes of our students.
That's a good one, Heather. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Who is widely known to be, quote, the father of Mario and the also wildly successful Legend of Zelda video game franchise?
Oh, what is
Mario
name?
Senior?
No.
It's a good guess. Good guess.
Thank you.
Nintendo of Japan.
Not Murakami. His name?
Nope. So close. His first name is Shigeru. His last name is?
Takasami.
No.
Throw some vowels and Z's and K's.
Watanabe.
It's Shigeru Miyamoto. Is the father of Mario. Yep. I thought this was pretty cool. Like I may have
I just had
my...
to say, this would have been a great time to have Mini-Me here. The...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would
Mini-Me
know.
Knows the answers to all these questions.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. Me, not so much.
The iconic theme music to Super Mario Brothers represents what style of music lived almost 40 years before I realized that this was true.
Bebop?
It's not.
Bad jingles? Jim, you're the music person.
Like elevator music?
Yeah, elevator music, yeah.
Elevator music.
No, it's too bad. I thought previously I would have it queued up on my phone so we could listen to it while we're here. I don't want to get Michael in any copyright trouble. No, it's actually a Calypso song. I mean, it's island music, but they're in the Mushroom Kingdom.
See, that's interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, all right.
Mushroom Kingdom.
It's not John Coltrane.
You're clearly not John Coltrane.
No.
But it's colonialism. That's for sure.
Oh, jeez. That is for sure. Voiced by Jack Black, the famous comedian in the new movie, who's the primary antagonist for Mario and Luigi?
Bowser,
yes. Or King Koopa. We also would have...
I know somethings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Last one, then you're all free.
Just not that they're brothers.
Mario's lovable dinosaur pal, who he rides on the back of in Super Mario World, is named?
I totally forget his name.
Starts with a Y.
Oh.
Yoda.
It's like,
so
it's
close.
Like Yogi? Or no?
It's Yoshi.
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 Name.
I can see that.
Very well done.
He's
not
cute.
Bad.
Well
I knew it ended in a vowel.
He's real cute.
I was afraid that everybody was just going to turn their backs and not
well, we
try
did.
To answer.
Okay.
So.
We kind of did, but you know.
Yeah, you weren't looking.
Well... We've got some more questions from Professor Manning. I think it's fun when Stephen is here and we get to ask these questions. Just because
me too, because I get everything right.
I haven't submitted any question sets recently doesn't mean I haven't been working on a few
This might
ones.
Explain why I haven't been here for 2 years.
Well, that and the visible fencing we put up around.
I generally prefer to wait until I have enough to compose a list with a theme. We appreciate that, Stephen. The theme of this one is numbers, in that the correct answer is a number.
A number.
As I was putting this together, it struck me the appeal of numbers lies in the fact this mixed-up, topsy-turvy world we find ourselves on a daily basis attempting to negotiate. There is some solace in dealing with a world where some things, confirmed numerically, are more or less assured and accurate. That's pretty good.
That's quite poetic.
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
It's pretty good.
That's numerical haiku.
All right, number one.
You're saying I shouldn't have retired?
According to a 2021 Center for Biological Diversity study, Americans generate what percent more tons of waste in December than any other month? So the whole year is some 100%. Yeah. What percent is just December?
32.
63.
150.
17.
76.
I guess I'm giving it to Professor Jim, 23%.
Oh, 23%.
23%. Mm. That's a lot. That is a lot of waste.
Month. That's what you get for wrapping all your presents, as it was the bagging. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. How many countries have won the football, soccer, World Cup?
Oh, where's Beth?
Six.
So many countries.
It's more than six.
Eight.
Eight is correct.
Yay! Yay! Out of the blue.
I know. It's just amazing.
She was just sandbagging. That's all. She knew it all That's along.
Awesome. I think I know most of them. Yeah.
But. Wow. Okay. Argentina and Brazil.
Germany.
And Germany. France.
Can you do England. Them in alphabetical England. Order?
Italy. And in Latin.
Yeah.
In Klingon.
In Klingon.
What percent of people, speaking of the World Cup in Qatar, are from other countries?
Oh,
percent of people who live in Qatar are from other countries.
I just heard that on a TV show last night, but I already forgot.
40 or something? 68%.
No, it's 85%.
It's more.
I'm going to give it to you. It's 90%.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was Absolutely. When there is a television show on HGTV selling Qatar that's like, you know, selling
like tourism?
New York and selling L.A. Well, now they've got all these multi-million dollar condos and places to sell in Qatar. But they were talking about how it's such a huge immigrant population there.
And I wouldn't be me if I didn't say it's Qatar.
Yes.
Or Qatar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
and
the Americanization.
The test,
and this percentage went up building all the World Cup stuff.
Yes.
So
people just never left after they got done building it?
Terrible.
Basically.
Oh.
Terrible labor practices.
Yes.
Yeah.
To make a transition, how many cranberries are used to make one can of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce?
The sauce? Wait a minute.
What
There's
unit?
A difference.
Can of sauce.
You want an actual number.
Number
but
of
what
cranberries.
Unit? Pounds.
Numbers of berries.
Parsecs.
Numbers
Parsecs.
Of berries. The
Parsecs,
jelly
yeah.
sauce or the loose sauce?
That's my question.
Yes.
It says cranberry sauce.
I'm going to
say... Well, I know, but you can get it... You 80. Can get it, you know...
No,
there was 73. Says 80.
73.
150.
Jim stole my number.
I'll go 210.
I'm sorry.
210?
I'll go higher.
Whoa. And I'll guess 143.
I'm going higher.
Okay.
Because they're squashed.
I'm giving it to Dave. It's 200.
Whoa.
200 berries.
So many.
Now, are we talking...
Pretty solid.
Steven, are we talking about the stuff that has
yes.
the lines on of the can on
yes.
it?
Well, they well both cans, both kinds of cranberries have that line in the can. This refers
no,
to
but
the
in the
nut.
Cranberry sauce itself. Do you mean the jellied
the
cranberry sauce or
the jelly
loose
has
cranberry
the
sauce.
The loose cranberry sauce.
I'm still confused, but let's
okay,
move on.
Okay.
And I've lived in the two states in the country that are the two
true.
Highest producers
yep.
of oh. cranberries, Massachusetts and Wisconsin.
Yep. That's right.
Wisconsin.
Nice. I'm afraid that
Bogs
your confusion
places.
Might
Bogs.
Continue. Because the next question is a
oh.
follow-up to the last
Uh-oh.
One. What percentage of Americans buy canned cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving dinner
oh,
versus using the cranberries to make it 75. Themselves?
23%. Whatever that number you said
the
last
dot.
Time.
Really?
75% to
75%.
Heather. Right there.
Wow.
And 100.
Wow.
100,
I have not seen these questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would have guessed even higher than that.
And Canadians are the
yeah.
same, so.
I'm not about to make my
own. What do they do? What do these 75% of these
when
people do?
Buy the jelly.
They just buy the can instead of making the sauce themselves.
Mm. Oh, so we're talking about
like
the 75% who actually would buy anything.
Do that with
yeah.
buy cranberry
brown
sauce.
Too.
As
it's
opposed
to
the,
wonderful
the, those of us who wouldn't.
Right. Versus,
okay.
yes.
Got it.
There's no excuse for getting uneven
oh my.
Slices.
I mean, you always sort of bounce back and forth on these, Stephen, so I appreciate it. They're always interesting, even if they're gut-wrenching. How much do garment workers at the Pau Chen Group factory in Yan'an, Myanmar, a supplier of soccer shoes for Adidas, earn per day?
Oh, jeez.
I'll give you your hint.
I was going to say the exact same number,
800 kyat. 4,800 kyat, but how much is that in
$2?
No. I know I know you all know the exchange rate.
Well, the problem
I'm giving
is you said
tomorrow.
It per day.
It's $2.27.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's
yes.
more than I thought
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
How much did the average American spend on buying Halloween candy in 2022?
If you're
oh, this is a Matt question.
I
wouldn't
know.
No. If you're at the Older household, you know, the national debt.
Yeah.
$50.
So. I wouldn't know. I'm not an average
it's
American.
It's less than 50.
Less than
I would
50.
Say 32.
It's less than 32.
25.
24.
25 is good. 27.55 is the national average.
We're circling it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Circling the drain.
That too.
These were definitely written by Stephen. Since 1949, how many women have risen to the powerful 25-member Chinese Communist Party the Politburo? Is that what it's called?
Politburo.
Mm-hmm. So either zero or one.
One and a half.
It's either zero or one. I can think of possibly during Mao's time, there might have been one.
His wife, maybe?
His wife.
Yeah. All right. They're doing a really good job of circling all these.
Two or three.
All of that is, on the face of it, correct. It's eight.
Oh.
And one, Sun Chun Lan, the zero COVID czar, who is 72 years old, is expected to step down shortly. Three of the eight were married to the CCP's revolutionary founders. And no woman has ever served on the even more exclusive Politburo Standing Committee, which is the country's highest governing body. You're saying, oh, they were just married to the... wow. That's all I got to say. How many black women are mayors of the 100 cities with the largest populations of the United States?
One, two...
We are counting Chicago at the time these questions were...
Got it.
Written,
I'm going to about, well, there I'd go about 8 to 10 again.
I'm
going to
go 7.
I can think of, it's
five.
More?
5.
I mean, you're both right there. It's 8.
Yeah.
Boston, Atlanta, D.C., San Francisco, New Orleans, St. Louis, Chicago, and Charlotte. They're in the top 100.
Was that question black women?
Black women. Yeah. Mayors of this
and
100
the mayor,
top series.
It's no longer true in Chicago with the recent election, or Boston.
Oh.
Boston's mayor is now... an Asian woman.
Okay. Correct. All right. That's right. Yeah.
So it's down to 6, I guess, if there's no change in the others.
For those who like to keep track, what is the conviction rate for the legal system in Japan?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh.
China, I could give you.
110.
Russia.
I'm actually
going to.
99%.
For the record, 70? It says here 99% conviction rate.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say that I would imagine that the number of cases itself is very low.
Low, yep.
And therefore, it only shows up when it's almost certain.
Mm-hmm. So, like so how does somebody apply to be a public defender?
That's a good question.
I mean, you have no chance, practically.
Nice.
You will be represented by this AI.
Oh.
Put into an old boombox.
Oh, great.
How many times? This is good. This is good. How many times a day do you breathe in and out?
As much as possible.
Of course you do. But I'm looking for a number.
I'm going to do a 15-second count. And then multiply it by...
So,
I'm going with
I don't know. I'm not
respiratory rate would
okay,
be...
Okay, how many minutes?
I'm going about...
It's about
breathe in and out is
minute.
One or...
That's one. In and out is one.
Okay, then I'm going with about 20,000. Too high?
No, you're very close.
I did a quick back.
18,420.
Yeah, it was low. It's 25,000 times.
25,000.
Mouth breather.
Someone's hyperventilating.
Breathing into a bag.
Oh,
making obscene phone calls.
I went roughly with about 30 and then multiplied by the number
30 breaths
of,
a minute.
Huh?
Right.
No, a minute.
Oh, wow.
And then just did some multiplication.
Yeah.
30 breaths a minute seems like a lot.
This is what we need
Dan. That's why I asked if it was in and out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we need a Dan here for that one.
It's about 16 breaths a minute on average.
Professors, how many years
I'm above average.
Is it said will take a standard chunk of plastic to degrade if it's only exposed to ocean water?
What's a standard?
Just think of any chunk of plastic, a piece of a water bottle. Or
800.
No. It's a little high.
328.
Low.
I'm going to be in trouble. 75
years. 500.
500, I'll give you. We have big error bars. It's 450 years.
I am so in trouble. My wife is putting up the display at the Dawson Great Lakes Museum for microplastics right now.
Oh.
Yep.
So I'm in trouble.
As you drink from your plastic bottle.
I know. Oops. I'm taking this home.
Look at this glass.
I'm using this as ballast.
Mm-hmm.
What about this?
Silicone, I think.
Sand.
Slightly different.
Slightly.
The National Cancer Institute of the United States estimates at what percentage Americans will be diagnosed with some type of cancer at some point in their lifetime. So what percentage of Americans during their lifetime?
38. 73.
40.
60.
It's 40. I'll give 38, 40. Okay. Yeah, it's just under 50, which is also not...
And everybody else gets run over by AI cars.
It is depressing.
Most of us here.
Actually, and I'm getting more depressed by the answers I give because I'm consistently high.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Okay. To help you determine how many minutes per day humans chew something, I will give you that chimpanzees spend 4.5 hours chewing, and orangutans chew 6.6 hours. But for a human, how many minutes? So it's actually going to be less than an hour. I can give you that. Do we spend chewing?
Let's be
80.
75.
Less than an hour.
Oh, it's less than an hour?
Less than an hour.
Yeah, because remember, those apes are 50. Like chewing bamboo and stuff like that. So
35. Yeah, 35. It's good. 35 minutes a day we spend chewing.
People eat too fast.
There's something wrong with that question because it almost makes it look like we're doing something natural. Because we're referring to apes and things like that.
Right. No. If you're like on an insure diet, you're not chewing.
They're chewing because they're hungry or they want to eat or something.
We're chewing because we're bored. Or if you eat out at White Castle, you don't have to chew at all.
I was chewing gum for something to do.
According to a 2015 survey by the Harris Poll, what percent of millennials have tattoos?
Ooh, more than 70. 50.
Yeah.
36.
60?
52. This is one that we're kind of all over here. It's basically 50%.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's 50%.
Okay. And the other 50 are designing
was close enough.
Yeah, exactly. A cute follow-up for our wrapping up here in the last couple minutes. What percent of baby boomers have tattoos? It's going to be lower. But
24.
18.
32. Mm. Baby boomers. So that's
28.
That.
Me.
You're all fairly far off. I'm surprised.
Wow.
16%.
It's only about 13%.
Wow.
13% of boomers
high
tattoos. What percentage of American adults have criminal records? Oh, my Lord.
Criminal records.
Criminal records.
Okay.
I don't know how we define that, but it seems pretty...
It's 23.
It's got to be a felony. I'm going with 23 or 27. Felony. I'll take 27. Okay.
23, 27.
Yeah.
Professor Hill,
1 in 5.
I'm going to go 40.
Okay, so I mean, the last two were the closest, aside from the 40. Sorry, it's basically 33%.
Okay,
third.
So does that also count like traffic tickets?
I don't know. Is that a criminal record? Is that on my criminal record?
No,
not a ticket.
No, it depends. No, traffic tickets typically misdemeanors, not a criminal record.
Okay.
So even DUIs are not criminal, are they?
Yes, I thought.
I think they are. An offense against the state. Yeah. Okay, we'll wrap things up with this little gem. Okay. According to estimates by the International Council of Clean Transportation, what percentage of all flights worldwide are taken by the richest 20%?
Ooh. Like 80.
No, that's exactly correct.
Oh,
really?
80.
What did you say?
So depressing.
80%?
80%.
Oh, my God.
Of all flights are taken by the richest 20% of
people.
They're just like taking the private jets to like go to...
Toledo.
20 miles from here. Yeah.
They're taking their jets to Clausen.
Yeah. Ferndale to Clausen.
General air travel has been that of the rich. Yeah.
And I think it used to be higher than that.
Oh, my
gosh.
It used to be higher. I mean, commercial air travel has been democratized.
Yeah, true. Yeah, the seats have gotten smaller.
And Lufthansa is bringing it down for everybody else because they're going to make it look like you're just traveling a typical bus.
Oh.
And landing at a bus station.
Yeah. If I pull the string, does that mean it stops for me too?
I'm going to get in trouble with Lufthansa, but that's okay.
You'll never fly there.
This is a bad time to announce that our new sponsor is
Lufthansa Airlines.
The time is up, professors. I'm so sorry, but the time has come to say goodbye. Dave.
See ya.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Prasad.
Bye.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Steven.
Bye.
And Heather.
I have a tattoo.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.